Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, I believe that your heart is saying to the Lord, Wa halalela, meaning that Shikwembu sha kwetsima. On intimate moments, like I said in my intro, we talk much more of the Word of God so that you may not lose focus. Today being the 20th of December 2023, We're coming to you in your house. Perhaps things are not going the way it should. I don't know. But God has the answer to your very own situation. Well, I'm joined here in the studio this evening on Intimate Moments, Wednesday evening, to be precise, by Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi. Moruti, good evening and a very warm welcome in the name of Jesus.
Ntate Mashakeni, re a leboha. Modimo wa rena e santsane e le modimo o mogolo, and thank you so much for having me this Wednesday evening, and we trust that the Lord is going to continue to bless us.
Now, yeah. I love what you are saying. Amen. We trust that the Lord is going to bless us.
Oh, that's so true, Ntate Mashakeni.
Can you feel the spirit of festive?
Yes.
Outside and inside.
That's so true. And you know, among other things, Ntotsegidi observing is that people are very busy.
I can imagine. Time.
Yeah, but our prayer is that the Lord will help us so that we don't forget Him. During this festive season, they really forget God.
I can imagine.
It is our prayer that, you know, as we continue to, you know, in our busy schedule, we must never forget who God is.
More so, Moruti Hwadi, He does not forget us.
God cannot forget us. He's always,
when we are busy doing this and that, He doesn't.
Yeah. Indeed. Every time Mudimu Uting una lerona or shokometi, rekamo muhopulong waha.
I love that.
And every time o akanya karena, He thinks about us. And what He is thinking about us, it is for our best. That's why Ntate Mashakeni, even during these festive seasons, we really need to continue to acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior.
Let me read a scripture, my family. We really need to acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 5, 6, downwards.
Mm.
Trust in the Lord during this festive season.
Amen.
With all your heart.
Wow.
And lean not unto your own understanding.
Powerful.
In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
Amen.
You'll be driving in our byways and highways, buying this and that. This is the message from the Lord.
Yeah, that's so correct, Ntate Mashakeni. God is so good and He's always showing His love.
Mm.
And we are simply talking to our brothers and sisters out there to say, please do take care. As you continue in your endeavors, never ever forget who God is.
In your endeavors, my family, never forget who God is. Pastor Kwadi, fantastic introduction.
Praise the Lord.
We see Jesus going to the fig tree.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jesus was very intentional in terms of wanting to get something to eat. However, He was very much disappointed. Talk to me and talk to the family this evening.
Let's read that, Ntate Mashakeni, the book of Mark chapter 11. Well, I can start from verse number 12. It says, the next day, as they were coming back from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. We underline Manzua, Jesus was hungry. And verse number 13 says, He saw in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, and He went to see if He could find any figs on it. But when He came to it, He found only leaves, because it was not the time for figs. Jesus said to the fig tree, no one will ever eat figs from you again. And His disciples heard Him say that. Yeah. You know, when you read this passage of scripture, you realize that the Bible says Jesus was hungry. And it says, it was, you know, after he left Bethany and he was on his way doing ministry from a distance, the Bible tells us to say, he saw a fig tree and this fig tree was covered with leaves. So he approached the fig tree with the understanding to say, kitofumana something sahuja, because I am hungry. The manner in which the fig tree, you know, was looking, Bibili iribulela mantswa hore, it had, you know, its own beauty. Kamantswa mangwe, he Jesu a lebeletse ali from a distance, o bona as though there is something that I can eat, because setlhare se se godile, se right, se na le di, you know, se skuri, se butswitse. And that was the intention ya hore Jesu Christ a ye mo go sona. The intention was to say, I am going to grab some food so that I eat. You know, at that very time, even though it was not the season for the figs, according to the Bible, but the manner in which this tree looked or appeared, it appeared as though there were figs and somebody could benefit from there. But it was not like that. Then Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us to say, he was very much disappointed and he spoke with that fig tree.
I can imagine. He was so much disappointed.
Yes.
I love when you say he looked at the distance.
Exactly. From the distance.
And apparently he was very sure that, like you said, Muruti,
yeah,
something is there for me to satisfy my life.
Exactly. You know, just then, Dati Mashakin, at times there are people, when you come closer to these people, you will think to say, you know, this person is matured. This person is grown up. This person understands the things of the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
When I come closer to him, he will build me. He will encourage me. He will cover me. You know, he will give me that, you know, a pad on the shoulder to say, my brother, or in whatever that you are going through, things will come okay. But when you come closer to these people, you find a different story. And this is exactly a problem that Jesus faced, to say, when I approach this fig tree, my understanding is that I'm going to grab something to eat.
Nice.
There are people, ba leng hore re tla mo go bona, re nahana hore ba tla re thusa le go re fa counseling, Tate Mashakini, le hore ba rapele le rona, le hore ba re guide, because of the challenges that which we are experiencing. But you realize a different story when you come closer to a person, to say, now things are turning out to be something. In other words, we are simply saying, whatever eu ilunghuri usona, let us allow the Lord to help us. We should not just appear as though we are fruitful.
Yeah.
We should not appear as though when people come to us, they can get something from us, you know, something that can benefit them. Jesus was very disappointed, and we become very disappointed when we approach people with our challenges, with our problems, thinking to say, batubabatla rithusa bare aha, only to find that it's not like that.
Now, Jesus was hungry, the Bible says so.
Yes.
I want you to talk more about Jesus being hungry.
Yeah. You know, the Bible also, Dati Mashakini, just does tell us about the humanity of Jesus Christ. As much as Jesus was God, but he was also human. And the Bible tells us to say he was very hungry. And when he is hungry, his expectation is that I must be fed, I must eat, I must get something that will enhance, you know, stability, so that ki khona go tswela pele ki dire so Modimo ampiling sona hore ke tle ke se dire mo lefatsheng mo. That's why I'm simply saying the Bible tells us to say he was hungry, and unfortunately Jesus was disappointed when he approaches the throne. Now, because of the hunger eu Jesu Kriste ana le yona, one other aspect e leng hore I see there, it is that it proves the divinity of Jesus Christ. The expectation from this tree, I will get something to eat.
Yeah.
But he failed. In other words, the tree failed him. And then Jesus spoke to the tree. We see the divinity of Jesus Christ, and we see even his role as the Messiah in performing such, you know, a miraculous authority over nature, to say I can speak, you know, with nature. And there we see, as much as Jesus Christ is God, that's how, or that's where the divinity, his divinity is manifested. He speaks and he commands the tree. And the Bible says the following day, the disciples could still remember what happened yesterday.
We see the divinity of Jesus speaking, and things does happen at that particular time. Pastor Ernest Wadi on Intimate Moments. We start there. We see the divinity of Jesus speaking, and things came into fruition.
Amen. That's so correct, Ntate Mashakeng.
Intimate Moments on your radio this evening. Pastor Ernest Wadi, the servant of the Lord. In as much as we are on festive season, we are approaching the festive season, this is the kind of information that we need. And of course, it reminds me of the Lord Jesus, who says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Well, I suppose you love what Muruti is saying. And it's a blessing to hear this. It's a blessing to hear this. It's a blessing, I'm telling you. Pastor Ernest Wadi.
Yes, sir.
We see the divinity of Jesus in terms of him speaking. You were there earlier.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, Ntate Mashakeni, this actually is one of the proofs of Jesus' divinity and his role as the Messiah. And this is what we see. He is commanding the natural world. He talks to the natural world. He speaks to the tree to say, be thou cursed. And the Bible tells us, hore, sona se tlare se, si le sa womela, even li midu, yating. Kama ntsomongwe se tlare se, sasho. You know, Jesus is so great, he commands the winds to calm down and they obey him. You remember, they were sailing to another country. The Bible says Jesus was still sleeping in the boat. And then they were so scared to say, but we are about to drown. And then they awoke him. They said, Master, wake up, because, you know, the storm is raging. And Jesus stood up and he spoke with the nature. He spoke with the sea, and the sea, the Bible says, it died down. We can see that the Mashakeni Hore, even out of the fig tree, there was an expectation on the side of Jesus Christ. But once when Jesus speaks, the fig tree obeyed him and it withered. The nature obeyed him and, you know, it calmed down. This is one of the manifestations that which we see. Now, the power and the authority, it still exist even today, Mapilong Arena. During this time, the festive season, whereby people are going up and down, you know, and at times people are confused because they have now chelete yadi society Ntate Mashakeni. I was nekiloko banking came in line yesterday, and I could see people making very huge withdrawals.
I can imagine.
I was wondering to say, are they going to use, you know, what they have saved for the whole year wisely? And I'm simply saying, the authority of Jesus Christ, let us allow it, you know, to help us, and we use the power of God accordingly.
And we use the power of God accordingly. Intimate Moments with Pastor Ernest Wadi this fantastic evening. Let me go to verse number 22.
Yes.
And Jesus replied and said unto them, have faith in God. Because they were wondering, what happened, Mfundisi?
Yeah.
Talk to me about verse number 22.
That's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. You see, God, because is a gracious God, in verse number 22, we realize that later, when the disciples discover that the fig tree had withered, Mamela, Ntate Mashakeni, when they discover that the fig tree had withered. Then Jesus said to them, have faith in God. In other words, Jesus is simply saying, if you have faith in God, you too can do what I am doing. You know, and he says, have faith in God. Jesus is also now teaching the disciples about faith and about the power of faith, about what faith can do to them. And he simply says, because you are now discovering, and it appears like they did not believe that the tree is going to wither. Because it is the second day. The first day Jesus cast the tree. And I want to believe the disciples, maybe they were thinking to say, Mara, ujeso uyenzani. They could not understand until when the following day comes, when they looked and saw the tree. The Bible says to us, they then discovered that the fig tree is withered. Now, Jesus is saying to them, have faith in God. If you understand these words, Ntate Mashakeni, manzwi ao Jesu a bolelang he ari, have faith in God. Jesus was simply saying to the disciples, have the God's kind of faith. Because God's kind of faith, it is the creative faith. God believes his word. In the beginning, when God was creating everything, you know, the heaven and earth, he was using the power of his word. And God believed to say, whatsoever that I say, it will happen. Now, Jesus is simply saying to the disciples, have God's kind of faith. Mm-hmm. And this is a powerful faith, a creative faith, to say, we can speak to the mountains and to say to a mountain, go and, you know, be thou removed. You know, the mountain will go. And this is exactly what the Lord Jesus is saying, to say every situation that we come across, we can have God's kind of faith. In other words, God's kind of faith, we are able to address the situations that we face and say to them, be thou removed, and those situations will go.
Now, the Lord Jesus qualifies that very well. He says, for verily I say unto you, in verse number 23, for verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says,
exactly,
it will definitely happen.
You know, problem is when we come to the Lord with doubt. And that has proven to say God cannot answer our prayers if resamots happy. Bibili iri lima timoni atziba hormudimu uting and atutumela. You see, when we come before the throne of the Lord, Ntate Mashakeni, let us be, you know, come to the Lord wholeheartedly and let's believe that God exists. Mm. That's why the Bible tells us to say he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
It I love
is because it. Of I the faith it. That which we have. Now, if we have faith, let us, you know, with the power and the authority, let's speak to the situations that we see. Jesus spoke to the tree and the tree withered. And he's simply saying to his disciples, have faith in God. Have God's kind of faith. We can have faith in God. We can speak to situations and situations will go away. We can address people, you know, who are sick. People by Lungori, we have lost hope. We can speak healing over them because we have faith, and they are going to be healed. Because the Bible says we shall lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover.
Yes.
By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we know that we are healed.
The fig tree, Jesus addressed it very well. What is it that stands on your way this evening? And of course, you can speak as the servant of the Lord is saying, you can address it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus speaks about this particular person saying, without him not doubting.
Exactly.
Doubt is a problem in our Christian journey.
Yeah. doubt in Tate Mashakini, it is a problem in the Christian journey. And you know, at times when you actually when you doubt, you haven't seen the great power of God.
Yeah.
If you have seen and if you know how great our God is, you cannot doubt Ntate Mashakeng.
Mm.
You know, ke na le gore ke fe illustration ka bana ba banyane. He ba tsamika mwana o mongwe le o mongwe o tshepile papa hae. Kuri le he bana ba kalwa o tla utlwa o mongwe a re komotsa papaka, komotsa papaka. Kuri mwana o no matter gore papa hae o mo siemong se se feng sa bophelo, mwana o una le papa. And papa hage ntate mashakeni ki steering if you know who is steering ki motho ya bapalang role FM now papa wa rona ntate mashakeni o iling mudimu yena ka sebele ki steering le rena when we approach challenges are let us tell you know everybody and let's tell Satan let's tell the demons to say komotsa papaka komotsa because we know hore papaka o na le matla a mafe now heba they
lire na hudile yalo
because we re a tseba gore papa motho ke papa wa motho you know no matter gore papa o unwa bojalwa ha kana kang kapa o na le mathata a makana kang kapa ha sebetse a
bone
go pro mara papa ka ke papa wa ka ntate mashakeni and we have our power our father let us know who our father is.
Let us know who our father is on Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Let me borrow from Tate Khwat. Our father is there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Intimate Moments, the 20th of December 2023. And I suppose you are saying, this is what I want. Wherever you are, there in your flat, in your car, perhaps you are working night shift in your house there. Don't you love this? Don't you love this? Pastor Enes Hwati on Intimate Moments. Because, Muruti, what happens on the natural should be answered by the spiritual.
That's so true. That
it's again. Not vice versa.
It is not.
Matata ar nang liwona. Rekas konewa fe nyaka matla anama.
Yeah, actually ntate mashakini ba bangata re tryile go berekisa matla a nama kapa botlhale ba nama. You know there are people who are so wise, they've got all the answers of this world ntate, but there are certain things tse leng hore di apala le motho ana le botlhale. Ba bangwe bana le ditšhelete tse o banang le tsona mara gona le ntho tse dingwe ha di batle ditšhelete. Dinobatla our great father. Dinobatla fela, if we come to the Lord, raikokobetsa, rarapela, rarmudimu. You know, from now onwards, kibata huberekisa tumelo, eukinan liona. Because surely, if ubilayela mudimu ntate mashakini, there is absolutely nothing eulungur ukai fumana from the Lord.
Right.
That's why we really need to have faith in God. So that at the end of the day, that's why Bible irbulela mansua, mobukeng ya Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. Iri, that is why I tell you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
I love that. Maruti, I love that. Maruti, why is it so important that we should take God at his word? Perhaps others are waiting for January where they are saying, "Ro fasta re rapele gona ba nong batho." Perhaps aba rapele ba bang. Why is it so important to take God at his word like the Lord Jesus is addressing us now?
Ntate Mashakeni, remember,
we should not wait for January, by the way.
We should not wait for January. Remember hore lentswe la Modimo ke Modimo yena ka sebele.
Amen.
Lentswe la Modimo le keke la tswa molomong wa hae la sekela dira tiro ya
nna. Joalo ntate.
Go tshwana le pula ikeke yana ya seke ya thapisa mofatshe. Now, seo se ra gore re hloka go yema mo lentsweng la Modimo, go yema in everything e o Modimo a ileng a bua. Ge re yeme mo lentsweng la Modimo, seo se ra gore we show gore we trust God in our situations.
I love that Muruti Khwadi, because Modimo cannot lie
yes.
like us.
Yeah.
He is not a man who says something and say tomorrow, you quote me out of context. I did not say this.
Exactly.
I was saying this.
Yeah. You know, God is so great because sengwe le sengwe seo a se buang wa se diragatsa. And he doesn't change the mind, you know.
I can imagine.
He fulfills his promises. Now, the great thing is that he uye mamo lentsweng la gagwe le mo ditshepisong tsa gagwe. This shows hore you totally depend upon God. You are not depending on any other person.
Yes.
You are not depending upon your, you know, bank account.
Hey.
You are not depending on, you know, the court of law.
Hey.
You are not depending on the wisdom of this world. But in everything, in totality, you depend upon the power from above.
I love the in totality, my family, because you depend from the power that comes from above.
Yes.
Yeah? That is powerful, Mohit.
Yeah, that is powerful. That's so great, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, depending upon the power of God, you are simply sending a very strong message to the devil to say, whatever eo satane a itlisang mo bophelong ba gago le mo familing ya gago ko mosebetsing wa gago, wena, you trust God for victory.
You trust God for victory. Moruti Kwadi and the family, because Rintula Mudimuleri, for whatsoever is born of God, presently overcomes the world.
Exactly.
Huh?
Whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world. The devil will receive a strong message.
Pastor Ernest Kwadi.
To say, I've tried all that I can.
Yes.
But this person, udumela mudimu, yahlodileng lefatshe le legodimo.
Moreover, the Lord Jesus is giving us the assurance. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire.
Yes.
When you pray in the name of Jesus,
believe
that you receive them.
Amen.
And you shall have them.
And you
talk
shall
to
have
me
them.
About them.
It is so true, Ntate Mashakeni.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing eo mudimu akakeng arietsetsa yona. Only that runa ripalwa fela ki hudumela.
Lord have mercy.
Mudimu arthuse rekhone go tsiba gore our God is so great.
Yeah.
Once re bona sephiri sa gore mudimu wa rena ke mudimu o mogolo.
Yeah.
O feta satane, o feta badimu ba ba linteng mo lefa. In fact, Ntate Mashakeni, we cannot compare the greatness of God with anything in this world.
I love it.
God is so great.
I love it.
And once we come to that understanding, then the Bible tells us to say, sengwe le sengwe seo le ka se kopang he le rapela ene la se kopa ka le ina laka. Bible e bula mantswa gore la ba la dumela and le tsotlhe tseo le di kopang le tla di newa. Mudimu is ready to give us. Uno palwa fela kitaba ya gore we don't have faith. And here is not tumelo, and we don't believe. Here is not tumelo. It's like we are comparing him. You know? Here mu compare mutu uto rapela arapela kupele mudimu. Lord, please help me. I'm going through a difficult time. But on the other hand, huna lidin tote yena adilibelang abata hore adiete so that ditle dimu tusi. God is powerful when he is alone. He does not need a help from anybody. He does not want to be compared with any other person or any other spirit or any other God. He is the sovereign God and he remains God. Before the beginning begins, Ntate Mashakeni, he has been God, and he does not need anything to remain God. He remained God because he is God himself. Once re lemoha sephiri sa gore God is so great, Ntate Mashakeni, we can do exploits.
Intimate moments on Wednesday evening. Pastor Ernest Kwadi is my guest, and I'm loving what we are sharing this evening. You know, God speaks, and he speaks through his servant. He speaks through his word. Now, I suppose you are saying, indeed, he is speaking to me at the moment. Because whenever he addresses us, he addresses the inner man. Murut, man cannot change another man.
Yeah, true.
It is only the gospel of the kingdom that can change a man.
Yeah, that is so true, Ntate Mashakeni. This gospel that we preach, it has proved, you know, hore ina le matla and iaphela. That is why Apostle Paul sobola mantsore, I'm not ashamed of this gospel, because it is the power power of God unto salvation, you know, to save everyone that believes.
Hallelujah.
And this is the gospel that which we are preaching, to saying man cannot change another man, but the gospel of God, because it is the power of God unto salvation, it really changes man, and it brings liberation, Tate Mashakeni. It brings freedom, you know, and it brings success in the life of a human being. And we really thank God. Jesus, the Bible tells us to say, when he saw the fig tree,
aha,
he was hungry.
Oh, that, you know, is the bottom
and
line, man.
He
of God
spoke with
that
the tree.
That is the bottom line.
And after speaking with that tree,
yeah,
then the disciples, they discovered something that they were not aware of.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, so confused. And they said, Master, look. Bona sitlhare sela. So we le mwa bua le sona maubane. That tree withered. And Jesus said, have faith in God.
Pastor Ernest Ward, I don't know if my family when at the moment, as you hear this message, do you have faith in God? Or perhaps you do have faith in your bank account. Money gets finished.
Yeah, money gets
for
finished.
What? When it is finished.
Now, that's where, Dr. Mashakini, you will see where hechele tesete ifedile. Just imagine during these festive seasons, banebatswiri chelete ya society mara, habasati bali hurba dirile inkayona. That's where depression will come. But God is so faithful.
God is so faithful. Pastor Ernest Wadi, we are going to start there. God is so faithful. The issue of the fig tree, absolutely presented by the servant of the Lord. Well. We allow the Holy Spirit in this show to show us the direction. Because indeed, when we allow the Holy Spirit to show us the direction, we are on a better space, right? Now, we started the conversation with the servant of the Lord regarding the fig tree. Well explained, I suppose, now when as you have heard it. Muruti Kwati, you said earlier on, Mudimu utsepehile, God is faithful. I want us to start there as we are about to close and say goodbye to the family.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, Mudimu utsepehile, and utsepehile kadina kutsohle, Ntate Mashakeni. Even during the time of, you know, when he saw the fig tree there, we see the faithfulness of God, the faithfulness of Jesus, because he is great. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And let me create a scenario here. Let's say, Ntate Mashakeni, you are just going through, you know, tough times and, you know, the difficulties of this life. I want you to realize, Hur, even though you are going through those situations, we see the faithfulness of God. And I want to read another passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. The Bible tells us to say, no temptation has ever overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And it also talks about the faithfulness of God. It says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. You know, ntoye e ribona mo ribona e boholo ba modimo le botshepehi ba modimo hore at times rona here le bana ba modimo, we go through tough times, you know, tough situation. But I want to draw your attention to say some of the situations, they are there so that o khone go bona go tshepahala ha modimo. And the Bible iri, even when you are tempted and you know the temptation is about to overtake you, the Bible tells us to say the faithfulness of God is there, because he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So it's something that you are able to carry. It's something you will be able to handle. Why? Because you are not alone. God is on your side. Whatsoever that you come across, we just come to the Lord in prayer and say, Father, give us the strength to carry what we are carrying. And at times, what we are carrying may seem to be more difficult, may seem to to be, you know, overpowering us. It may seem to be, you know, taking us down, and it may seem as though it is, you know, opening doors for people to laugh at us, people to point fingers at us, and people, you know, not to trust God because of the things that which we are experiencing. But the Bible tells us to say there is no, you know, temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to mankind. And it also says, it emphasizes the faithfulness of God. And the Bible says he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
Pastor Ernest Huad is my guest, and we are closing our conversation regarding the fig tree, the lessons that we have learned. And I love that scripture that you read in the book of Corinthians.
Yes, that's Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13.
When everything is said and done, what should we say that we have learned from the story of the fig tree? And I suppose we are going into Christmas. Somebody's listening there. He wants to hear the lessons learned with regards to the fig tree story.
Yes, what we are learning, Dr. Mashagini, is that Jesus has the power to command the winds, the storms, the problems, the challenges, the nature to speak, you know, with the nature, and the nature will obey him. The natural world will obey him.
Yes.
And as we look into the story of the fig tree, we realize that he spoke and he cursed the tree, and the tree withered. In these festive seasons, Ntate Mashakeni, matsatsi a re phela mo go ona, let us realize the sovereignty of God. Let's realize that God is in charge and is in control of everything, including our situations. And if we go through the challenges of this world, because he had the power to command the fig tree to say, "Be thou cursed," and the fig tree withered, he is able to speak into our challenges, and our challenges will go away. And he is also saying to us, have faith in God.
Earlier on, he spoke about the divinity of Christ.
Exactly.
Speaking things, and things comes into fruition. Would you say that as born again Christian, we have the authority as well?
Yes, we do have authority.
Talk
as well.
Me.
We are given the authority. Remember, Christ is sitting in our hearts.
Yes.
Now, in the form of the Spirit.
Amen.
We receive Christ and we use the power of Christ to speak to the situations that which we have. And the Bible is very much clear.
Yeah.
And it says, "Kalibito la Jesu," in the name of Jesus, and the Father will do, will give us whatsoever that we want. Let's continue to have faith in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's continue to believe God. And whatsoever we speak with the authority and things will happen.
Pastor Ernest Huad, as we sum up some of the things that we have learned with regards to the fig tree, what is it that you can say, I have learned on this story? Perhaps you'll continue to read it during your spare time. One of the things that we should realize, Muruti, the Holy Spirit, even during this festive season, he does not go on holiday.
Yeah.
He is with us, leading us. He is with us, guiding us.
That's so true. That's so powerful. Ntate
Mashakeni,
we beile hantle how he does not go on holiday. You know, ha tshwane le rona batho rena re batla go ikhutsa re kwalala nthotse ka ofela ria ria maikhu. But the Holy Spirit is there. You know, he is there to help us. And every time, we must recognize his presence.
And when we recognize his presence, we can sing the song, "It is well."
Yes.
Because he's on your side.
He's on our side.
I see there.
Yeah. We bless the Lord because God is always so faithful, Dr. Mashakin, and he is there. Let's believe. Let's feel him. Let's connect with him. Let's talk to him.
On our daily
basis, Dr. Mashakin. And hence,
yeah.
Uteng.
He emphasizes,
you know, haratshwana go tshaba sepe ntate Mashakeni, because papa uteng nhali teng papa nthwengwe lengwe ria ho papa ria mmolella.
Hey Maruti, I want us to close very nicely and say indeed God is faithful.
Yeah.
There is no power which is beyond your ability that he cannot handle.
Amen.
Even if it's there, he will give you a way out. Look at the way out that has been made by the Lord when Israel passed through the Red Sea.
That's
so
true.
Talk to someone who is going through stuff and he says, Akinadi jote enough for Christmas. Libana akaba rekela diaparo. Would you say that Murimu will still make a way?
Ndate Mashakeni, God will still make a way. We have read a passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. It says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Murimu is a provider. And he is going to provide for your needs. Di thoko tsa gago le wena o re ke di festive seasons, a ke na chelete ya dijo hona ba nong, a ke tsebe bana ba sekolo, and next year January gore ba yo ya kaeng sekolong, ba yo wa ba tlo go apara eng uniform and so on. I pray that the Lord will provide. I pray that the Lord will open a way and that the Lord will give you a blessing and you are going to be successful. Have faith in God.
That's it, my family, for this evening. We really enjoyed the conversation with you, Ntate Moruti.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni.
No, we really enjoyed.
Amen.
Particularly when the word is explained.
Amen.
Mm. You know, that's why we love you on here on this platform. When Lintzi Uli Tlalosa.
Yeah, yeah. And the pure word. Yes.
Wabon.
Yeah. The pure word. Nothing else in that Mashakini. The opportunity so that we preach the true gospel, the message of Jesus Christ.
Because Muruti, hey, we are living in a free society, free speech.
Yeah.
It's so available. Mm. But Mantu Abuanke Batu does not penetrate the heart.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is only what you are saying, reading from the Bible, that penetrates the heart.
Amen.
And it changes character.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic evening. And Merry Christmas to you and the ministry and the family as well, Muruti.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. Merry Christmas to you too, Ntate Mashakeni. And then Mudimu alihlonolofatse le family ya gago ka bophara.
That's it, my family. Pastor Ernest Hwadi. On Intimate Moment, the 20th of December, 2023. I love it, I love it, I love it.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.